God's people understand that the Lord Jesus has risen from the dead and lives among his people today. What if Jesus stood here with this suit on and these shoes? What would he say to this woman? He couldn't heal her. Certainly not. The only thing he could do for her would say, when I died 1900 years ago, I healed you. Do you believe it? Now, he would know what she was doing, what was in her life. He'd know all about her if the Father would show him. How many believe that's true? Just raise your hand so I can see how the audience... That's good. I hope the rest of you will believe before it's over. Now, if Jesus rose from the dead and is living in the church today, then he'll do just the things that he did then. He said, the things that I do shall you do also. And greater than this, not greater in quality, because it couldn't have been. He stopped nature and raised the dead. But more than this shall you do, for I go to my Father. The church is spread all over the world, where he could only be in one place. More than this shall you do. The things that I do shall you also. That's the very things that he did. And more, greater, because it'll spread all over the world. And the gospel would go to all the world, demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost, and these signs shall follow them that believe. God has said in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, teachers, gifts of healing, speaking with tongues, interpretation of tongues, all these for the edifying of the body. I suppose, lady, that you and I are strangers, are we? We don't know each other. At least I don't know you. You don't know me. All right. I want you to stand out here so I just single you from people. See, you got spirit all around, above and around. And every human being is a spirit. Now, I'll have to talk to you just like our master did the woman at the well. Just the same way. See, just, I think, of course, myself, that he had a reason for doing that. Because in doing so, he contacted her spirit. Did you notice what he said? Bring me a drink. Just to get her attention. And she said, well, the well's deep. And you have, first she said, how's this? Well, you Jews have nothing to do with Samaritans. And he said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. I'd bring you water that you didn't come here to draw. He said, the well's deep and so forth. Then when he found out where her trouble was, say, go get your husband. See, what did he do? He caught her spirit. And your spirit is one solid picture of what your life has been. And when he caught the spirit and living in that life of spirit, it just broke through back to whatever God wanted him to know. Now, that's the same way he does tonight. I see looking out to the audience, see there'd be several hundred people here. Every one of them is a spirit. Every one of them right now pulling. And you're conscious that something's going on. Can't tell what it is, but there's something going on. As soon as you walked up here, something come over you. Is that the truth? Well, just exactly what you see on that picture, that's just what you feel now. That's exactly right. Now, I don't know one thing of you. God knows I've never even seen you or nothing about you in my life. But he knows you. He knows me. Now, if I am his servant and I have testified the truth, then he could, if he wanted to reveal to me something that would help you. If you're sick, I know it. If you're out of harmony with God, I would know it if he'd tell me. I don't know. But he does. And I'm trusting him to tell me. And if he would, after we see that so plain, and you're the first thing the Word said that he would do it, that you'd be the same. Then the second thing is, you're standing here and conscious that you're in the presence of something besides your brother. Is that right? And the third thing is that you've seen the picture of it. And now the next thing would be, if he would, after all these things, if he'd come and confirm those things to be the truth. Is Is that right? You believe by God's help I'm able to do this? And if He would do it, there'd be no more shadow of doubt than if I told you that by His Spirit, then if I told you something else, you'd believe me then, wouldn't you? Well, that's what He told me when He said, these things I was sent to pray for sick people. And if I get them to believe and be sincere, nothing would stand before the prayer. Well, I said, they won't believe me, I'm uneducated. He said, as the prophet Moses was given signs to vindicate, so have you been. And He told me that, and I said, that's what I was here praying about. He said, and He referred the Scriptures to me. Then I seen He was scripturally right, and I accepted it. And since then, it's in every nation under the heavens, as far as I know. Isn't He wonderful? You are not from this city. You've come this way motoring from a distance. You live in a large city, and that city is by a big river. It's the Mississippi River. Runs by that city, and there's a fountain that's got feet that's spurting up water. And on the other side is a clock. I believe it's on some kind of a building. It's you live in St. Louis. Is that true? That's left me now, just a moment. Just be in prayer. Is that true? You have your troubles in your side. You've got growth in your ribs. Isn't that right? I see the examination of it in the side. And didn't someone come here with you? You've got two friends that come with you. And there are two women. And one woman is suffering with a stomach trouble and a female disorder. Isn't that right? And another one has a something in her throat. It's a garter in her throat and got heart trouble. Is that right? Is that right? Raise your hand. God bless you. Them women setting that out there. Stand up, ladies. Stand up, both of you out there. Raise to your feet so that the people can see. And just stand up. Don't be afraid. Yes, ma'am. Both of you go home. You're healed. And so are you. Jesus Christ, that's your God. God bless you. Just have faith in God. God will do great things for you if you'll only believe. But you must believe that He is. For those who come to Him must believe that He is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Have faith in Him, and God will confirm His word every time with signs and wonders following. Be reverent. Something happened right in here. Don't you have gallbladder trouble sitting there, lady? Isn't that right? You were just healed just then. God healed you. Stand up to your feet and accept it as the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ. God made you well then. You've been having sour stomach and stuff and a burning in there. I've seen someone examine and push in. It was sore and you jumped when it did it. You're healed now. God bless you. That gentleman sitting next to you there with the back trouble can be healed also if he'd just accept it. You only accept it too, sir? Do you stand up to your feet and accept your back as well now? You can go home. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe that all things are possible. Do you believe that? I believe that whatever you ask God, God will give it to thee. Don't you believe so? What do you think up there? What do you think over here on the steps? Do you believe it with all your heart? Anything that you ask God, God will give it to thee. All right. Bring the lady. Just let her sit down there if she can't walk very well. Stand right where you are, or come here, sister. You're coming, and I want you to come reverently, believing. I see you're crippled up. I want you to look at me. I want you to believe me. If I could heal you, lady, I'd do it. But I can't do it. It's impossible for me to do it. But at this time, God can do it. You who brought her, do you believe? As the prophet Elijah said, if it wasn't our respected Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't look. And Peter said, if the gate's all beautiful, look on us. Not to look to them as anything, but to look to take heed, pay attention. We are strangers, lady. I don't know you. If I ever seen you, I see a great crowd standing before you right now. You've been in a meeting before somewhere. And the place where it was at, it's a lot of plain, level ground. It's got a lot of cactus on it. You're from Arizona, called a giant cactus standing right before me now. There's no other place in the world it grows but there. Isn't that right? You're from Arizona. And you suffer with it's a cancer. And the cancer's in your hip and went into your spine. The doctors can't do nothing about it. Is that true? You believe he's going to make you well now? Come here. Would you happen to know Hattie Waldrop in Phoenix? Died in a prayer line of cancer of the heart 7 years ago. She's living in Phoenix today normally and well. She was dead in a prayer line for hours before they got her in. A cancer that had went through her heart, colon, and liver. Her doctor, I believe her address is in that book the girl's got. God who healed her can heal you. Is that right? Are you going home believing? I will pray, and may God bless you. While we all pray for this woman, if God doesn't help her, she's going to die. In a few changes of the moon, that's that pray. Our Heavenly Father, is this poor little mother standing here? Seeing it turn dark around where she's standing, and knowing that this power of death has come upon her, and your servants, the doctors, have done all they can do to help, and there's nothing can be done in their power, and the woman comes to be healed, and Satan's determined to take her life. He's eating up her body, her mortal flesh is going away from her. But thou, O God, is everlasting to everlasting God, send near the prayer of your unprofitable servant, Lord, and confirm the word. And let the angel who spoke to me that night, and even specified to this demon cancer, may he come and draw near to this scene at this time and rebuke this horrible enemy. Thou demon called cancer, who's plagued this woman's life to kill her, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you turn her loose and let her go. And may the God of heaven bless her and Jesus Christ heal her. Amen. Now look this way again, lady. If God did know what was in your life, I don't know now what he told you. But was that true? What it was told you when I was in the vision, was that true, what it told you, what happened, and whatever it was in life, was that the truth? Now, do you believe that I tell the truth? Then 1,900 years ago, Jesus Christ healed you. Beyond any shadow of doubt, the Scripture says so. Do you now accept it on those basis and refuse to know anything else about cancer or nothing? You know only Jesus healed you. Is that where you're going out here to testify? Look, there were some lepers laid at the gate. They said, why sit we here till we die? If they sat there, they died. If they went in the city, they died. And they only had one chance. Let's go down to the enemy's camp. And so if they save us, we live. But if they kill us, we die. Well, you sit in that same position, but you're not invited to the enemy's camp. You're invited to Jesus, who's expecting you right now. Are you coming? You accept it right now? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, go off the platform, get well. Don't leave for a few days and testify to us and come to the platform and show us what God has done. God bless you. Sister, you go right with him. God bless you. All right, bring the young man. Young man, do you believe me to be God's servant? Then if I be God's servant and his anointing is up on me, there's nothing in the world that could be hid in your life right now. To heal you, I couldn't. I'm not a healer. I am not the healer. He is the healer. But do you believe that he is a revealer of the secrets of the heart and reveals to his prophet the things that he desires them to know? Look at me just a minute. You are not sick. You come up here to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? You've been seeking for it for a long time. Is that the truth? You really want the Holy Ghost? Come here. God bless this boy and fill him with the Holy Ghost, and may the sun not rise many times until he's been filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go in, you're going to receive it now, brother. Go rejoice and thanking God for us. Let us say amen. I'm not excited at all, but the Spirit of God is settling over this room that anything could happen. Why sit we here until we die? Let us get up and do something about it. You won't be healed of that bladder trouble sitting there, sir? You believe that God will make you well? You believe he'll do it? God bless you. Raise up your hand and say, I accept it in Jesus' name. If you do, God will make you well. If you believe it and want to be healed, God will certainly do it. God bless you. That's the way. Go home and get well now. Got a little cyst on your neck, haven't you, sister? Of course, your eyes are bad, too. You want to get well? Stand up to your feet and accept your healing, and in the name of Jesus Christ, go home. The cyst is gone from your neck now. And go home and be well. You don't need your prayer card. You need faith in God. Have faith in God. All of you, you'll be made well. How did you, lady? You believe with all your heart? You believe that God sent me to help you? You do. Oh, it's this baby. It's your fault. It's not for you. It's for the baby. You're extremely nervous. That's because they own account of the baby. Well, that poor little darling baby, I want you to look at me just a moment. I want you to believe. You know, sister, I have a baby sitting right there. And if I could do anything, if my baby was sick, I'd do anything I could to persuade God to heal it. And the only thing that I can do here to help your baby is maybe if God will reveal something to me that'll help your faith. To know what's wrong with the baby. You know I don't know the baby, do I? I've never seen you or a baby or no way of knowing anything about you. But do you believe me to be his prophet? You do. God bless you. When you make that kind of a statement of confessing your faith, it pleases God. You brought the baby from quite a distance here. You come from a country that's got hills and a lot of hardwood on it. Missouri. Is that right? Your baby, they don't know what's wrong with it. The doctors can't decide. Some of them says it's epilepsy and some says it's got a tumor on the brain. It's neither one of them. nervous convulsion. Jesus Christ can heal your baby. Do you believe it?
I certainly do.
Bow your heads and join in prayer. Almighty God, who brought Jesus Christ from the dead, this poor little innocent baby sitting here on his mother's arms, sweet, lovely little thing, his life will be completely ruined if you don't step in and help. Your doctors have done all they you give them knowledge to do, but the mother has brought this baby to me that I might ask you to help her. And oh God, with the sincerity and the integrity of my heart, I plead out for mercy. And oh thou who raised Christ from the dead, who would die down at Calvary, as far principalities and rob the devil of every power he had, I stand in his place tonight as a servant of his, and I rebuke the devil that bound this baby's life, and may it leave it, and the baby get well and be normal. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask it. Amen. All right, Mother, take your baby home, and I'm just as sure as I believe I'm standing on the platform, your baby will be over that and be normal. God bless you, sister.
Let's say thanks to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
You don't get over that stomach trouble sitting there praying, sister? Sitting right down there, you won't get over it? Maybe you sit next to the back trouble there. You want to get over both of you? Did you? Or just raise up and accept it. God will make you well. Believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here to heal you. The nervous condition causes a peptic ulcer. Your faith confirmed by it makes you whole. Only thing you had to do is believe. You up there, any of us in the up there on the balcony praying, wants God to heal you? The only thing you have to do is raise your hand. You don't have to have prayer cards. You don't have a prayer card, do you, lady? Certainly not. You don't have to have prayer cards. The only thing you have to have is faith. Amen. Oh, how he spread his great wings over here and heal every person in here if you'd only let him. What more would you want to do? When Moses met the Egyptians or met the Israelites, he didn't stick his hand in his bosom and confirm every time he seen the Israelite. He did it once. And all Israel believed him. And if you believe what I'm telling you to be the truth and God's confirmed it to be the truth, both scientifically and spiritually, believe this, and I'm telling you the truth, that Jesus healed every one of you 1,900 years ago when he died for you. And the only thing you have to do is accept it right now and be healed. No matter what your disease is, these are only signs and wonders to prove that he loves you and his love is here for you. How do you do, lady?
Is this the patient, Brother Bobber?
Is this the patient? No, come here. Excuse me. Visions sometimes get away from me, and I get to be a weak when talking much. Gets away from me. This mic on the line.
I want you to look at me just a minute. I've never seen you in my life, because I know we're perfect strangers. Don't know nothing about you. But God knows you.
Here's a woman I've never seen in my life. Almighty God knows what is truth. We've never met before in our life, as far as I know.
I guess we haven't, have we, sister?
If God will reveal to this woman what her trouble is, will it prove the Bible and fulfill the scriptures that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Longer I would talk, sister, of course, more would be said. But you realize,
just weakens and weakens out. I've got quite a little prayer line called up there. If you just speak what's wrong with you, you'll believe it. You know. have three things wrong with him. One of them is a stomach trouble, which is a tumor in the stomach. Is that right? Nervous, gallbladder trouble. Isn't that true? If that's true, raise your hand. Now, if God's standing here to confirm truth, then you know that's the truth, is it? But your examinations and everything proves that it's the truth. Your doctor said so, and all these things declare truth. And me, a stranger, declaring it to you. Then I declare to you that if your faith can only touch the hem of his garment, down it, or touch his promise, which when he died at Calvary, you should accept your healing, the condition of your body, whatever it was, I don't know now, but whatever it was, will leave you. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Then I've told you the truth. Then Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? Almighty God, to confirm your word as a sincere servant, I lay my hands upon this woman in the name of Jesus Christ and ask that the disease of her body depart from her and never bother her no more. Amen. Now go believing, sister. Go rejoicing. Go happy. Go telling everybody about your healing. All right, come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Would you like to heal that diabetes? Say, I accept my healing. God bless you. That's all you can do, sister. Go and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and you may hold. Amen. God bless you. All right, come. Do you believe, lady, as you're coming? You do. If God knows you, he knows your trouble. Is that right? You are a Christian, a believer. Life hasn't been an easy thing for you. You've had an awful sorrow's road, very hard. Isn't that right? I see a dark streak you coming down it. You're suffering now with a heart trouble. And what caused it is the nervous part. You've been nervous for a long time, bothered and everything on the inside. God healed you now. Do you believe it? In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, may she receive her healing. Amen. Now go thanking God. Don't testify of it no more. You'll be well. Let's say thanks be to God. Come, my brother. I want you to just put your hand on my shoulder here, sir. If God, not looking at you, will show me out there what's wrong with you, because I felt some fools come to the inside and said I was reading mine. I don't know you. But if God out here will testify in a vision out before me here, what's wrong with you? Will you accept your healing? If you will, nod your head. You will. You've been examined. You're nervous. You have a prostate trouble and your body with heart trouble. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand if you ain't got it. All right, go on your road, be made well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come, lady. Oh, Church of the Living God, how can we sit still? If you believe me to be his servant over this audience right now, I don't know what this means, but it just looks to me like the whole audience out of there just becoming like cream, just milky. The Holy Spirit is near, friend. It just looks like it's just like a pressing. Anything could happen. Lady, do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe that God is here to make you well? If I will, by the Spirit of God, by the power of discernment, beyond one shadow of doubt, and you know whether it's truth or not, by the help of God, tell you where your trouble is, according to what Jesus Christ said that he would do in this last day, will you accept him as your healer? You have stomach trouble, is that right? If it is, wave your hand like that. Now go eat what you wish to. Thank God with all your heart. Come, lady. Now as you come, I want you to believe. I want to take hold of your hand. Do you believe that the power of God that raised Christ from the dead is standing here and knows all things?
Amen.
You and that lady sitting over there both have kidney trouble. Both of you are healed now. You can go home and be well. God bless you. Go live rejoicing.
I know the will of God in my life.
God bless you, sister. May it be granted to you. Come, lady. Will you believe with all your heart? You want to get rid of that back trouble that you got? Or just go on thanking God and say it's over with in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? Got something wrong with your foot, haven't you, lady? Yes. You want to be healed? Or stand up on your feet and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Put your hand over on your husband there sitting next to you, gallbladder trouble, and let him be healed also. God bless you. Go home and eat what you want to. Your stomach trouble's gone from you, lady. You can just go and eat whatever you care to. Let's say thanks be to God. Brother, do you believe your heart trouble left you while you're sitting there? Go thanking God and be made whole. Amen. Come, lady. Don't sit down. Just come this way. You believe with all your heart? You breathe that asthma left you while you were sitting there? Just go off the platform shouting and praising God and thanking God for His goodness. Go, my brother, just thanking and praising God for His goodness, and the God of heaven bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. What? Oh, brother, sister, why do we come so numb in our spirit? How the God of heaven raised up His Son, Christ Jesus, who's visible now to heal everybody. Bring the person. He's talking to her something. Just a minute. While he's doing that, I wonder how many in here really desire to be healed. Raise your hand. You believe I've told you the truth? You believe that God has confirmed it scientifically? You believe that God has confirmed it by His Word? You believe that God has confirmed it by His Spirit? There in the mouth of three witnesses, let every word be established. Every man and woman in here that desires to be healed, let him bow his head right now and offer a prayer to God for your healing. I'll pray for you. Billy, just lay your hand on the woman right there where she's standing. Bow your head over her. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll be merciful just now unto these poor, needy, suffering mortal beings as the strength of your servant's body is being depleted. I pray that you'll be merciful, God, and will send the Holy Spirit just now. And may the people, as it was, pitch their spirit by the Word of God and wake up and realize that this is the hour of visitation for Owensboro, Kentucky, when the Holy Ghost